From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House says President Obama is due to arrive in Louisiana this afternoon to personally assess a cleanup operation of one of the country's worst oil spills. The slick is quickly spreading and turning out to be a much worse ecological threat than initially thought. The chairman of BP is defending the oil company against accusations that its safety record played a role in the spill. Lamar McKay puts the blame on a failed piece of equipment. He says BP is doing everything possible to deal with the problem.
As you can imagine, this is like doing open heart surgery at 5,000 feet in the dark with robot-controlled submarines.
BP's Lamar McKay speaking on ABC's This Week. New York's Times Square is open again, but nerves are still rattled after police found a car bomb last evening. Brian Zumhagen of member station WNYC reports authorities are studying the device in the hopes it'll lead to a suspect.
Police found what they call an amateurish but potentially powerful bomb in the smoking sport utility vehicle last night on a block of Broadway theaters and restaurants teeming with tourists. They then cleared the area so they could dismantle the device. The SUV was taken away early this morning and streets have been open to traffic. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says the vehicle contained 3 propane tanks, consumer-grade fireworks, 2 filled 5-gallon gasoline containers, and 2 clocks with batteries, electrical wire, and other components. Police also recovered a black metal box resembling a gun locker. Authorities say the Connecticut license plate on the vehicle does not match up. No suspects are in custody, but Kelly says a surveillance video shows the car approaching Times Square and parking. Police are looking for more video from office buildings that weren't open at the time. For NPR News, I'm Brian Zumhagen in New York.
Relentless storms are making for a deadly weekend in Tennessee. For member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports 5 deaths are already blamed on flash floods.
National Weather Service rain gauges caught as much as 10 inches in some parts of the state, including the Nashville suburb of Antioch. That's where one person drowned in the rain-swollen Mill Creek, which saw record flooding. Emergency responders in Nashville conducted more than 50 water rescues and expect to remain busy. All of the creeks around Nashville are near crest stage. For some homeowners, sandbags are the only thing between them and what are usually quiet backyard streams. A portion of Interstate 24 and major state highways have been closed because of high water. Dozens of cars have been abandoned after being submerged. Nashville Mayor Carl Dean called it one of the most severe rain events Nashville has ever experienced. And there's more, up to another 5 inches of rain before the weekend is out. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The downpours come a day after a tornado in Arkansas killed at least one woman and injured about 2 dozen people. This is NPR News. Under the weight of heavy debt, Greece is announcing sharp pay cuts and tax hikes. In Athens, NPR's Sylvia Poggioli explains the new austerity measures are key to Greece getting an unprecedented multi-billion euro rescue package from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund.
In a somber setting, Prime Minister George Papandreou addressed the nation on live TV. Visibly tired after weeks of pounding by the markets and rating agencies, Papandreou called on Greeks to make great sacrifices in order to avoid bankruptcy. Later, Finance Minister George Papakonstantinou detailed some of the new austerity measures. He said savings of nearly $40 billion through 2012 would be achieved through public sector wage and pension cuts, higher taxes, and streamlining government. Civil servants' and pensioners' annual bonuses will be capped, taxes on alcohol, tobacco, and gasoline will be raised, and the top bracket sales tax will rise to 23%. Trade union leaders harshly criticize the new measures and have called for a general strike on Wednesday in protest. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
The United Nations will host a nuclear non-proliferation conference this week in New York. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is expected to attend, and he will likely address UN sanctions against his country for continuing its nuclear work. Ahmadinejad maintains that Iran is pursuing energy, not weapons. One of Somalia's main insurgent groups is taking over a coastal town in the north that's been a haven for pirates. Witnesses report seeing members of Hizbul Islam moving into the region hours after hundreds of pirates were seen leaving with their personal belongings. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.